To be present, we must be intentional, and to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pod Sip and Ponder. Hello, Ponders. Welcome back to another episode of Pod Sip and Ponder. Thank you so much for being here. Super excited for today. We are a little tired and drained, but I think taking time to be mindful and in the midst of a chaotic schedule and being busy with our day-to-day, I think it's also very important to take time to be mindful so that we're not continuing to, you know, push out any more gas or energy when we haven't taking the time to just, you know, remain mindful and present in the midst of that. So I'm super excited to be here. I have my lovely co-host, Mary Rose.
Hello.
How are you, Mary Rose?
I'm a good Pauline.
I'm just coming from work. You know, the weekend was a bit hectic, but it was worth it. Maybe not like mentally because I want to sleep more, but like
More work related
because I got stuff done, so there's that.
Yeah. Woo. But you can let them know what you've been going, what's been going on with this new account that you have.
Oh yeah. Well, the account that I'm trying to run is called Interview. It's a spinoff of Interview and T-shirt, so Interviews T.
Yeah, I was wondering what that meant.
Because mostly the platform that I'm doing is to advocate for vendors, not just like people that are doing like clothes at flea markets. I also want to advocate for those who do like host events, either have small businesses, local businesses in the DMV area that, you know, wants a little bit more oomph and more, not oomph, but more of like recognition and what they want to give to the community.
Nice.
So yeah, we did some content. Yeah. Funny thing though, when I did my interview with my friend for the car meet, the mic was off.
Oh my
god.
So gosh.
I have to like figure out a way to like, I'm gonna like figure out a way for it to work. But yeah. Like, yeah, I think, and it's also a learning or opportunity for me and Muck to like make sure, oh, like next time we'll like be prepared and things like that. So it's definitely both of us are learning what would be best for like our upcoming events that we're planning to advocate for.
Oh, that's nice. You guys are working together on this. Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, that's great. And you know, that reminds me, like one of our episodes together, was it like, I think it was before you were even co-host. It was the one before that where you were talking about like what you want to do with this degree that you have, and now you're actually stepping into it. What kind of pushed you to finally do it?
I think it was more of I was really motivated to like push things out, but I don't want people to like wait and like find what I do. So I kind of like did it for myself, like, okay, I want to push this out because I know people are always asking about what I'm doing, and I love to like create. So it was more of like a me pushing myself to like start it and get it like going.
Yeah. And now since it's another, I know as we get older, the more that we pile onto our life, we get even more busy. But do you say that you get fulfillment even if it's another task that you have to do in your week?
I would say yeah, because it's more of a smaller project for me than doing like my weekly vlogs, which I haven't even done yet, but like, you know, I'll get to it. Yeah. It's more fun to see like what people are saying and like when they're like sharing it with others, and then like seeing new faces and getting more like attention to like, oh, you guys should come out to this place and like check it out. So we have like me and Muck would have like more things to do. It's kind of like a way where we're going like on a date, but like at the same time we're like grabbing content for it too.
Networking. And you're probably opening a lot of like opportunities for Muck too. You know, just meeting new people and networking with other people. Nice.
Yeah, girl.
Well, moving on into today's
Oh, wait, how about you?
Oh, me? Thanks. what's been going on with me? I guess I'll say this now rather than later at the end. So mm-hmm. we got an announcement. So excited to announce, and probably we'll have announced this before this even comes out, but Positive and Ponder has its very own cafe run by my family in the Philippines. Of course, it's always been like a big goal of mine to like just have a cafe, you know, way down into the future, but I thought it was just a perfect timing, especially with my family. They have their own restaurants there, and they've always wanted to have a coffee element, and so they were just looking for names, and I was like, why not give it to them? And to also, it will be an opportunity for the name Positive and Ponder to be throughout, you know, other places, rather than just here in the DMV. And so I am excited and have trust that they will represent it well. And so if you know anyone that's in the Cavite, Philippines area, our cafe, it's a mobile cart as of right now. And it's within Double Tap Tap Sihan, and then you'll find it there. And hopefully, God willing, we will have our own cafe, seeing how this goes. But you know, this wouldn't be where it would be if it wasn't for you guys and your support. So having another country, especially the country where our family was born and is rooted, I think that'll be really cool. So more information about that later on. But today, we are talking about in the theme of spring emerging here in the DMV. The weather is on and off. It'll be almost 80 degrees one day and then 40 degrees the other. But I think that's just normal for the March month. But we do see flowers, and that kind of inspired me to think of this topic, which is about flourishing and flourishing together, growing together, cultivating a meaningful life. And we were going to talk about how we personally create ways of how to be intentional, how to maintain a life of growth in our personal lives. And, flourishing is a broad concept, and it reflects, you know, having a happy life. And we don't just want to solely just focus on the happy life, right? I think there's a lot of books on that, but, what's really important is how to get there and the steps to get there and the things that can hinder us from getting there, rather than just thinking of the destination of just being happy. I don't think that's really sustainable. So we're going to talk about how we've tried our best. We're not pros at life, but it's a journey. So we're going to talk about that. But actually, I wanted to start with a little icebreaker type of thing. I've done this before. You've probably heard it before, maybe through school or whatever, but it's called Rose, Thorns, and Buds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought it was just, you know, a perfect little activity in theme of flowers and flourishing and spring.
Aww.
So if you don't mind going first, Marian, I'll remind you or remind our audience what it is.
Okay.
So you will be explaining one rose, one bud, and one thorn. A rose is something positive that has happened this week. A bud is something that you're looking forward to in the next week. And then a thorn is something that you need help with or is struggling with.
Mm, okay.
So I guess you can start in whatever order you want.
I'm going to go in that order. So
okay. Rose is something positive that happened this week.
I think one, girl, the week just started, but
the other week.
But I think one rose is that I was able, I would say it for today, because I was able to see one of my high school friends that I haven't seen in a while, like, started working with her, Nikki.
Mm.
So I'm super happy to see her again, because it's been so long, because we went our separate ways after high school, and now it's like kind of like a full circle, because we're kind of like back in the area of MoCo, and I'm super duper happy to see her again. And she's Aww. Definitely the same person that I met like back in freshman year.
Mm.
So I'm so happy that my job is like taking care of her, and she's making like really good friends, coworker friends so far. So that's like probably one of my roses for this week.
Nice.
You said a bud?
And a bud is something you're looking forward to.
Oh, a bud. I'm looking forward to, what am I looking forward to?
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm kidding. Well, I'm looking forward to me and Muck's monthly anniversary.
Y'all stay strong with those monthlies. Ooh. Gil and I have lost track.
It's okay. We're still babies and he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be on a Saturday, so I'm definitely looking forward to what we want to do. Mm. We have a lot of things we want to do, but then like, oh, we end up like staying home or something, but
that's fine too.
I'm definitely looking forward to just spending the day with him on mm-hmm. Saturday.
Nice.
And then you said, what was that?
Thorn. Something that you are struggling with or need help with.
I would say struggling to give myself like more me time and like get the sleep I need. And then, like, do my projects that I want to, like, bring out. Mm-hmm. So I think I have to, like, figure out a way to, like, time manage everything.
For sure.
With all, like, this new stuff. But, like, definitely, like, sleep.
Sleep.
More sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need the Z's for mm-hmm. sure.
How about you, Pauline?
Okay. One rose, something positive that happened this week. Gil came back from the Philippines, and I was fine without him, but I was really looking forward to just hearing about, you know, I love hearing about people's experiences through traveling and their reflections about it, what they've learned, so it was really nice being able to catch up with him. We just caught up through food and coffee.
Aww.
And then we also, he had friends come over from California, and I met them, and it was on a Sunday, which usually I'm like socially drained, but actually having conversations with them at the end of the day really like was empowering and really like encouraged me a lot, so it was really nice to meet them. And then something that I'm looking forward to is I have a friend coming in from Florida. Ooh. And Florida was such a significant trip with my friends. It was my first time taking a plane since the Philippines, and it was just like a fun summer. I really loved my summer in Florida, so she's coming over to DC, so we're gonna have like just some time with her and show her around, so I'm looking forward to that. A thorn would be, I think I just have so much on my plate. I'm not burnt out necessarily. I really love what I'm doing at the moment. But yeah, it's hard not to feel anxious about like deadlines and like things coming up, and then you're due for something, stuff like that. Like, I always feel like I have to look at my planner constantly every day because I have to remember how much is on my plate. But at the same time, I'm not complaining. Like, I love doing what I do. So I guess the thing that I'd like to work on would probably be, yeah, more me time and setting intentional time to just, yeah. And to not feel bad for not doing anything on a day.
Like, true.
I'd be so anxious if I don't have anything planned for the day. I'm like, I need to plan something. Like, I need to do something.
Did I miss something?
Yeah. I mean, look at my brother. There has to be something missing on my calendar because there's no way I'm free today, you know? But that doesn't have to always be bad. Like, what was it? Saturday, I had a lot of free time.
Yeah.
But I didn't like being like not doing anything. So I like went for a walk outside, went jogging. Like, took a route that I usually never take, and, you know, so, yeah, it was productive, and just in a different way. All right, so we're going to move on into the topic, which is about flourishing, and first I want to ask, what does it mean to flourish for you personally, or what, when you think of the word flourish. What do you think?
I like to think of flourish in a positive, it's pretty positive to me, flourishing, like, spreading your wings, like, growing. I don't know, every time you like said flourish, I keep thinking of like someone going like this. Wah.
Yeah, like blooming.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's like one way I would like describe flourishing.
Yeah, I agree. It's like what comes to my mind is like abundance. Like I think of like a bouquet that is abundant, wow. Just bursting with like colors and like, you know, there's like a variety. So when you're flourishing, you're like glowing, to be honest. That's what I think about when I think about flourishing. Mm. And of course, we all desire to live a flourishing life. And that can be, I guess, another word you can replace with that is, I guess, is success, right? Or to live the best life you want. And I think as humans, we're all trying to do that. But it doesn't come easy and it's not perfectly linear. But I think also there's a beauty within that, beauty within the steps to get where we want to be, right? So what do you think for you personally, wherever you may be? You could give backstory of like where you're at right now with your career, with whatever. Mm. What are some necessary things you've learned to keep or to have when wanting to, I guess, more specifically, achieve a goal?
Maybe, like, making sure... I would say, like, not be, like, a people pleaser.
Ooh.
In a way. Because I think...
That's so good.
Yeah, definitely when I was younger, I wanted I wanted, like, everyone to be happy. Like, oh, yeah, like... And then, like, say, like, good things about me. But, of course, there's going to be people that, like, you definitely can't, like, satisfy. But you'd have to, like, live with it because they have their own opinions. And you can't really change. You can't really change a person too much in a way that you want them to portray you, in a sense.
Does that make sense? No, that's so good. That's probably, like, not the first thought I would have, but something that's so important that we can't forget. Like, I'm definitely a people pleaser sometimes, and that's like changed over time. I think that's another like area where I've flourished. Like, I've just kind of transformed my perspective. But yeah, I think people pleasing can like hinder you from like reaching your full potential because you're always thinking about the other person rather than thinking about how can I contribute in a genuine way or, like, do something in a genuine way. So that's a good one. I think what's necessary for growing is to, and I'm, like, talking to myself as, like, I need to continue to do this. Like, just, I'm trying to, reflect right now and, like, check myself right now. But I think it would be to ensure that you're not holding unnecessary weight. That could range from many different things to like people to like certain things on your schedule, like what you prioritize, the things you watch, the things you do. Just say I want to be consistent in a certain thing. What are the things that are keeping me from doing that or doing it on time? Like with working out, right? I literally have the only time that I have to work out is in the morning, and that could easily be an excuse, right? But how can I make it work for me? So I have to think of like how I have to set myself up for success, right? And that would have to mean like sacrificing not going to sleep late. Like I have to sleep at a certain time and like so but for weight, for people, I think one thing that I learned is that not everyone can join you on the journey. And everyone, like, deserves to grow. And that doesn't necessarily mean this person is supposed to be there, you know? And you can also let go of people for them to grow, too, right? Another example of, like, unnecessary weight would be, I think, thinking about the past as well. Thinking about the past too much can definitely, like, weigh us down and prevent us from moving forward. So that's what I would say. Do you have any other things you think are necessary for growth?
I say I also agree with the, like, holding on to the past in a way. Because, I mean, you can dwell on the past as much as you want, but then you can't really go back in time and try to change it because it's in the past. So it's hard to watch I don't know. I mean, in my opinion, it's hard to watch people hold on to the past so much that it turns into like unflourishment in a way. And it's like
they you can just see it.
Yeah, you can see it. And it's a little sad.
It is sad.
Yeah. And you can see like they're too, I would say maybe they would be too afraid to like let go. But they should at least, well, I mean, I'd say that they should at least think of it in a positive way, like a learning, like a, what do you call it, like a learning experience.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I think also with things that hold us back from growing, it's comparison, for sure. Like, I feel like I, not wasted time, but like when it came to this podcast, like, it was so hard not to compare yourself to other successful podcasters. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go through, like, the time of, like, okay, this is what they're doing. Let me try, you know? And it just was not fulfilling. Oh, it was, like, tiring. No. I was like, people really do this for a living full time? Oh, yuck. And so I had to, like, face the reality of that and just be more, I don't know, just think more realistically for me. You know, it may be realistic and work out for them, but that doesn't mean that it's for me. And so, you know, that's why I always talk about like taking breaks from social media when you can, or, you know, always having your like why and your purpose as to what you're doing in the back of your head, because if you don't, you're gonna easily be distracted by so many other people in your field or whatever, in your life, in your social group. So comparison is probably another big thing that can prevent you from living your best life. But for you specifically, what are some areas in your life you think you flourished since? I don't know, whenever, when we were young.
Oh, girl, I don't even know where it started. Just like, I think, I mean, maybe I've like mentioned it in like an older podcast episode, but when, I mean, I'd say I would flourish in confidence in a bit, because I was like, you know, when you look back, I was pretty shy in a way, but then, I mean, around certain people, like I would be myself, but now it's like I can be myself with anybody else. In a way.
What got you there?
I think,
was there a, like a turning point? Like, was there a certain exchange between people or a person where you felt more confident, or you had to be confident?
I think it was definitely when we graduated from high school, because it was a new environment, and then thinking back, like, okay, well, I'm gonna be in college, so let's like actually get stuff done. Let's try to adult. So I wanted to, like, you know, get the good grades, make like new friends, don't be too scared of people not liking me or giving me weird like looks. Just like honestly being myself. And since that, I guess that change of environment, it helped me be like more confident, more outgoing to people. And I mean, maybe my major kind of helped me too, with communications. You have to be like pretty, not, what is the opposite of like soft spoken, like,
oh, like bold?
Bold. Yeah, you gotta be more bold and like know what you're talking about, so you sound like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Fake it till you make it.
Yes, actually. I mean, and it helps.
It does.
So now it's like, woo, slay. Now that's, I can, awesome, like, be myself.
That's awesome.
And it just, like, kind of, like, turned into, like, my identity.
Love that. Yeah. So would you say that back in high school, it was more of trying our best to fit in that hindered us, I guess, from being our true self? Because like I experienced that too, where it's like it was so easy for me to be myself when I'm surrounded by people who allow me to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not until we're, like, in an environment where we feel forced or uncomfortable or, like, almost ashamed for our interests or what we like or what we do, where we kind of have to, like, conform or compromise ourselves and, like, kind of dull our personality, you know? So that's interesting that you said that.
Yeah, it's maybe, it's like in a way we have to behave and, like, be, like, you know, good students, but we know that we are good students, so it's, like, a facade that we have to put in high school. Ugh!
What? Thank God we're not there anymore.
Yeah, high school was 5-6 years ago, bro.
Shame. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, that's great. For me, flourish. I think it would be that, too. Like, confidence, I feel like, came with it. Like, you're just, with the things that I wanted to achieve, like, you just have to fake it till you make it. And then it becomes, like, oh, like, this fear that I had is no longer a fear because I just stepped over it and, like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
So then it comes with practice, to be honest. Practice and practice and practice. Like, people will be, like, in the beginning, they're like, oh, you're so good at what you do. And I'm like,
Really?
I don't believe it. Like, so it took me a while. It took me a while to even accept that. But it was very affirming, too, that, like, oh, maybe, you know, trying really doesn't hurt, you know? And it is a learning process. I think for flourishing, I think I'm more... I feel like I'm not fully settled in myself yet, but I feel like I'm way more settled in myself than ever before in terms of, like, confidence in what I believe. Because I feel like when, you know, when you're younger, like, we... You know, the best way I can explain it is, like, if someone asks you, like, a question about, I don't know, like, a sports team or, like, you know, when you, like, try to fit in and they ask you a question and you're like, like, you don't know the answer, right?
Oh, yeah, so you have to, like, fake it, like, A, B, and C.
So I feel like I was walking like that for a little bit when I was younger, but now I'm, like, I can say what I believe and I can say, like, what I, you know, my passions and what I stand for now. And I think that's very, like, liberating and such a beautiful thing, to be honest, to be able to stand your ground like that and not be stepped on, you know, and find confidence through that. So I think I've flourished in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've also flourished in my relationships. Like, yeah, a lot of who I am is because of the relationships in my life. And the connections that I've made, the people that I've met, I think that's contributed a lot to growing. I think relationships is just a huge theme in my life that I really enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when we were younger, we knew, like, what, 4 people?
Girl.
My gosh. The amount of people that we can, like, name and think of is just... Sometimes too much people, man.
Yeah, no. I think we know too many people now.
Sometimes. I'm like, oh, I hope I don't know anyone at this gym right now.
Girl!
All right. So, story time. How challenges come up when wanting to grow. For me personally, it was 1 or 2 years in within my podcast. And I think it was during COVID. Probably maybe a little after that or before, I really wanted to expand my horizon when it came to, like, holding something of my own, like, business. At the time, I was a caregiver, also a nanny, I wasn't a nanny yet. I was working within a real estate office as an assistant that was getting paid way too little.
Oh.
And it was not a good place to work.
Oh, wow.
But it did teach me a lot about business because I was literally with the CEO every day. And so I was like, okay, like, I feel like I want something of my own, you know? And so I gave my mom the idea of, hey, like, I've always wanted to make journals. You know, I'm making a lot of money. Maybe I can, like, get a, what do you call them?
Like a journal? Like
someone who, oh, manufacturer.
Okay.
To create my journals. I'll design them, you know, online and have them create it. And this is my vision, basically, long story short. And then, love you, Mom. But my mom was like, her immediate, and I, keep in mind, I was so excited. I was so passionate in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had not felt passion and excitement in a long time when it came to, like, my dreams. I think that's a, oh, yeah, that was a big word. I was dreaming again in that moment. And Gil had a lot to do with it because he was, you know, we keep each other accountable. And he was, like, he was really becoming successful in his music at that time. And side note, like, within our relationship, I used to be like, oh, that's great with what you're doing with music, but, like, can you, like, find a job that will be more...
Oh, stable.
Yeah, stable. Aww. And stuff like that. Like, I wasn't, like, forceful or anything, but I was just like, yeah, I mean, but, like, you gotta make sure that, you know, you can pay bills and blah, blah, blah. But he was, like, really headstrong, like, no, this is what I want to do. And I feel like, you know, I was getting paid so much more than him at that time.
Oh.
But I was still sad. Like, I was still depressed. And I think I was, like, I was comparing my life to his, where I was like, wow, he doesn't make as much money as me, but he's the happiest he's ever been in terms of his music.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, something's not adding up. Something that the world is telling us on how to achieve success is not working for me, you know? So I was just like, dang. And so, yeah, so I had this idea and brought it up to my mom, and the immediate reaction she had was, how are you going to do that? How much are you going to, how are you going to afford that? You know what I mean? How are you going, like, why that? Why don't you do this instead? And so, like, immediately I was, like, I was shut down. I was like, how can you say that? You know? And, like, my passion just, like, died. And I was just so surprised because, you know, I love my mom, but I'm sure you have to know, like, the Filipino perspective when they talk to you, because it's not like they're, like, they don't believe in you necessarily, but the first thing they will think of is, like, how? Like, where's your proof? Do you have the money? Like, this and this and this, right?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, maybe I didn't have the money at the time, or, yeah, maybe I didn't have the resources at the time, but, like, you can't, don't say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I mean? And so that was a big hindrance. But, you know, it's not, I was really upset at my mom at that time. But I soon later, like, understood where she was coming from. Mm-hmm. And that she was right in some ways, you know. She was just looking out after me to make sure that I don't invest my money in things that are not, you know, gonna give me money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what I took from that is that you're not going to please everybody. And like you said, you can't please everybody. No matter how passionate you are about something, not everyone's going to believe in you. Or, you know, they may not react the way that you want. And with that, how are you still going to continue what you love to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I got from that. I didn't hate my mom after that. I mean, we didn't talk for like a day or two. I'm sure she really felt bad that day. Actually, yeah, she texted me, like, right after I, like, left the house. And she's like, I'm, like, proud of you. I believe in you. I'm like,
yeah, sure.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm not just using my mom as an example. Like, that's with anybody in life. You know, you'll run into even people that say they love you or say they care about you but not fully be invested or interested or even, like, wanting to keep you accountable, like, you know, of that. So, yeah, I think that was a significant moment for me. And what came out of that is, like, yeah, with the people pleasing, like, no, I'm doing it because I love it. Yes, I may fail.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I may have a bunch of inventory that no one wants to buy. I may have, you know, I may not make a profit, but I did it and I learned it. And I, you know, but I wouldn't have been able to learn if I didn't even try. And so I could have taken that moment with my mom as super negative and not do anything at all about it. So usually I would be like upset, but actually it stirred a fire in me to continue. And so that's what pushed my sticker business. That's what's pushed, you know, all of these other stuff and these opportunities. So I think, yeah, that would be a challenge that I had to experience when fighting for something that I love.
Aww.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I've had flourish from is of rejection, I would say. Mm-hmm. This might sound so weird, but I'm thinking back, like, the first time that, like being rejected from something really affected me in a way. It was definitely, it was back in high school, I would say. It was my junior year. There was, back then I did have like an injury back then when I was playing volleyball and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when like co-ed tryouts came around, like I still had a brace and everything, but like I went to like physical therapy and like I did everything I can. And like when the day came for like, you know, cuts of like volleyball, I had a feeling that if I wasn't going to get cut or not get cut, because at the time, like, volleyball was, like, one sport that I was super-duper passionate about.
Life, yeah.
And bye-bye life. But eventually, yes, I did get cut, and it was from the coach that, like, trained me my freshman year. So that rejection kind of seeped in my future life of, like, me being afraid of rejection because I know that's not what I want.
Yeah.
But I had to think of, I mean, throughout the years, I did get more rejection. And of course, I couldn't really fathom to myself, like, I did all I could. Like, why are you rejecting me? Did you not see the effort that I did? And I had to think back, like, oh, I should ask them, like, why did I get rejected? Because I never thought of asking someone.
Yeah.
So after like my second biggest rejection from one of like an internship that I was doing, they like told me like, oh yeah, like you're like inexperienced for like this position, so we're definitely looking for someone else, but you should reapply when you have more experience. So it kind of helped me flourish because in a way it helped me be better and things that I would want to work on.
Yeah.
But especially when there are times when I do apply for things and they tell me straight up, like, oh, okay, you're rejected. No.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I ask, like, okay, so, like, what can I do to be better?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't respond in a way. So somehow I get lost to figure out how would I be better for future companies or for others. But then sometimes I'm thinking, like, I'm, like, kind of asking for, like, like a people pleaser type of thing, like, oh, maybe like I should be doing it for myself type of way. So but now since I've been, you know, the rejection process has been happened several times, it's more of like an acceptance, like, okay, like I can definitely do something else, I can try something else.
Exactly. Yeah.
And since if there's like no one else that wouldn't want to take my skill work, and I know that it's pretty good. I'm just going to do it for myself.
Absolutely.
And if they're watching, if they're on board, then why didn't you take me in the first place?
Look where we're at now.
Big at. But yeah, it's taking that negative experiences, like negative experiences, and flourishing them into making me stronger.
Yes.
It definitely helped me.
Yeah.
And I'm more humble about myself and what I can do.
Love that.
Skill-wise.
Very well said, Meritos.
Thank you, Bali.
That is so good. Yeah. Aww. How can I forget? Rejection is something that we all, almost all of us, fear. We hate being rejected. But I love when you said that you took a moment to ask why.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us sometimes may not grow because we're not willing to accept when we are wrong or accept where we may fall short in. And there's nothing wrong with being wrong. You know what I mean? And you sought to see that as an opportunity to grow rather than, you know, self-pity yourself or be angry or be mad at them, right? And it's all about perspective too. Like, they are a company looking for something specific, you know, and like, who are we to think that we deserve it all the time? You know what I mean? And I always think of rejection as being an opportunity. Like, it's just saying like, yeah, this may not be it for you, but there's something better, you know. So, and it comes with time. It comes with patience. So it's good that you call it, I love how you call it a rejection process, with you knowing that you're gonna, you might get rejected again in the future for something. And I think that's a beautiful thing, and something that, it's like a muscle that you kind of develop and grow over time. So yeah, guys. You may get rejected.
It's okay.
And it's okay. It's okay. I love that. Well, thanks for sharing, Mary. Yeah,
I love that. God. I wonder who's going to watch this because they're going to be like, Bone Bob's sick side eye.
Yeah.
Criminal offense, but it's okay.
No, yeah. No. I mean, when we go through rejection, when we go through challenges and wanting to grow, you know, you just have to be humble and accept that things can't always go to plan, but I feel like I believe that everything goes to plan, just not always in the way that we think or we perceive, but it'll always work out at the end. And it may be tough for some like me, but you have to go with the flow. And I think that's another thing that I will add to what can hinder us is when we are like forcing ourselves upon a expectation or like forcing ourselves upon an idea of where we think we should be, but we should go with the flow. Like, ride the waves. Take it easy.
Exactly. Eventually, I was just gonna say, eventually you're gonna get there. It's just like in a different path.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, and why make it harder for yourself by, you know, torturing yourself with self-doubt or self-pity or anger, you know, when you can, you have options. You have an option to be angry about something, or you have an option to seek light in that situation. So yeah, that's great. And again, we are not perfect people, but we are on, and what we really, really emphasize on this podcast is that we are all just growing people, and we may not be perfect, but it's better than being stagnant and not working on it, not talking about it. So if that's you today, if you feel like you have certain areas where you'd like to flourish more in, hopefully what we talked about can give you some perspective and encourage you, you know, to know that it is a journey. Being your best self can't happen overnight. I don't think we'll ever reach our 100% self. I think, you know, it's always a journey. It's never going to end. But we learn a lot. We gain wisdom through it. And yeah, I hope this, not just spring, but in life, I hope you guys are making intentional decisions in your life to lead a more mindful and to live a successful life. I think we all want that for each other, just a successful life. And that won't happen until we take accountability, until we serve and offer ourselves of service to other people. I think that's another thing. If we want to grow, we have to be willing to give ourselves away. You know, it can't be always about me, 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 me. You have to be willing to contribute and to give. And everything will come back in return. I think that will also help you grow. That's how we will cultivate community. You know, it's so much better. I did that. One of my products, but I took it off anyways. it said cultivate boundaries. But while you also cultivate boundaries, you're also able to grow with people that want to grow with you. And so think of your life as a garden, you know? You got to maintain it. Oh, that's another thing. You got to maintain it.
Okay.
You got to maintain it. What do you need to grow plants? Well, I wouldn't know because I can't keep a single plant alive. But I do know you got to water it. Mm-hmm. And you got to give it its proper nutrients.
Close enough.
Okay,
Rosie.
And yeah, and it needs sunlight. And so you can, however you want to metaphorically, you know, compare that to whatever you have in your life that can help you grow, whether it be mentors or, you know, just getting out of your comfort zone, you know, healthy relationships, or make sure that you're learning, make sure you're being curious. These are all things we can add to our garden to ensure that we are growing and growing together. But yeah, that's it. Now that we are wrapping up, do you have anything you want to share? Anything you want to...
Girl, why you sound like... It sounds like you don't even want me to share.
No, it's just like... We're ending now.
She's like, not really.
Nothing? No. Okay. But stay tuned for her new account, the Interviews.
Oh, yeah, that.
It's so good. The reel is so good. And if you know any, if you're in the DMV area and you know anyone with small businesses, like, hit her up.
Yeah.
We're here to help each other, you know, and create more... give more recognition to these small businesses. Don't forget to follow us on all social medias, subscribe. Again, if you know anybody in the Philippines and Cavite area, please check out the Possible Ponder Cafe. And yeah, please continue to support us in any way, you know, even if it's just messaging us, letting us know what you've been enjoying. I've been enjoying reading your guys' feedbacks on our podcasts, and it helps us, you know, create the best content that we can to make sure that you guys enjoy it as well. If you have any ideas of what you want us to talk about, please let us know. And share it. Share it with anyone you think you would benefit. Yeah, we just love connecting with you guys. And hopefully we meet some of you guys in person. And then also on our Discord, please join us on that.
Yes.
It's a work in progress, but we try our best. And it is a place for you guys to communicate with one another as well as us. But that's it.
Yeah.
That's a wrap on this episode. We'll see you in the next one. Ooh. A lot of juicy guest speakers. I shouldn't say that. Juicy content coming with some good guest speakers.
Okay, juicy.
So stay tuned for that. And to my ponderers, don't forget to always love.
Always be curious.
And to always ponder.
Bye, guys.